Whenever.
Right.
Nieces, nephews, do you have a lot of... my mother's sister, my aunt, has no children. Mm-hmm. My mother's brother has 5 kids.
Wow.
My father's sister had 5 kids, and my father's brother had 2 sons. So that's, and then it's my mother, my sister and I.
Wow, in Southern too, Seattle.
Hey. Except for 6 months we lived in Rhode Island.
Oh, how's that?
Oh, I was 3, if that.
How'd your parents like it?
Mom loved it. Mm-hmm. She dearly loved it. She loved Rhode Island, loved the people, loved the area up there. Dad's company moved him up there, and Dad's company moved him back. So, you know, 6 months up, 6 months back, so. In fact, it was they moved, I think it was like 13 times in like 15 years whenever, that's back whenever they used to move people a lot. So.
Wow, and that was due to the company, not
yeah.
the owner.
Yeah, company and changing jobs, changing from one company to another, bettering yourself. But
wow.
Mostly was the same company.
That's amazing. So you grew up all over the place, kind of?
Not really. Asheville, born in Asheville, 6 months in Rhode Island, moved back, lived in... See, they moved a lot before we were born. Mm-hmm. So, and once we were born, they really didn't want to move us around. We moved to Charlotte, lived in Charlotte for several years, and then from Charlotte we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And from so we've been in Atlanta ever since.
Oh, well, since you were a kid.
Yes.
I was growing up in Atlanta.
Loved it. Great. Mm-hmm. Big city. Wouldn't want to. You know, I know my relatives talk about how great it is to be a small city and a small town, and I think John Mellencamp talks about a small town,
mm-hmm.
but they can keep their small town because. I have everything I want here in the city. I'm going to go do anything I want, be anything, so.
And whereabouts in Atlanta did you grow up?
Grew up in Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, except for about a year and a half at LaGrange College I went to. And then about 6 years in Florida. I ran my own business in Florida. 3 years in Fort Lauderdale and 3 years in St. Pete.
Uh-huh.
And then I moved back to Atlanta, and, where family is.
Yeah. And so Asheville is much different than Atlanta. It's
yes, it is.
I mean, relatively mountainous.
Very much so. Population 200,000 to 400,000 people. I guess it really depends on how many counties you count in that area. Where Atlanta is about 4.5 to 5 million people. But see, Asheville has actually tried to not grow. They want to stay in the small city mode and not be they could have grown. They've had many opportunities. In fact, when they built the airport, they decided instead of having their own airport, they built the airport over near Hendersonville. In fact, that's where my grandmother and grandfather actually were. During the Depression, my grandfather moved my family to Asheville because there was more jobs in Asheville from Hendersonville. So that's how we moved from Hendersonville to Asheville.
Wow.
But
and that was your dad's?
No, my mother's.
Your mother's parents, and that your dad's parents were from Lafayette?
Fayetteville. Well, they're really from all over. And to be honest with you, I don't know where they were from before then.
Huh.
It's never really, all I know is that's from where we always went and visited, and that's where they were.
What's that kind of country like? I mean,
flat.
Flat?
Flat and sandy.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. Very flat, very sandy. It's down about 30, 45 minutes from the coast, if that.
And what'd they do for a living?
My grandfather, once again, was head quartermaster at Bragg.
Right.
And she was just a housewife.
Then did you
big in the church.
A lot?
Really not.
Mm-hmm.
We would take trips up there, and it was always a big to-do because it was an 8 to 10 hour drive to get there. Because, back then, the interstate system was just being developed, and it was a lot of times you'd go so far on the interstate, then you'd get on a little small two-little lane road and cut across the mountain or go across the land, and you'd hit up another decent road, and you'd go, it was just an ordeal to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go, we'd spend a week or two, then we'd come back, and, in fact, I got my grandmother's car whenever she was, she started having strokes right about whenever I was about 14, 15,
mm-hmm.
and they put her in a nursing home, and I'm the one that got her car,
oh,
63 Chevrolet Bel Air.
Wow.